Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Assigning more troopers to communities in Alaska is a goal that Governor Mike Dunleavy and DPS Commissioner Jim Cockrell are promoting. 17 new positions for state troopers and 10 for village public safety officers are in the governor's budget. The budget cuts in positions lost to the department in 2015 caused residual side effects on recruitment efforts for troopers, according to Cockrell, who said that the governor is building those numbers up with the goal of reaching 415 troopers, which he says will adequately protect Alaska. On First Hand, the podcast produced by the office of Governor Mike Dunleavy, Cockrell said that public safety is going up by $24 million if the legislature agrees to it.
I don't know that we've ever seen a single increase at that big. And it covers all aspects of the department. It's not just focused on the Alaska State Troopers. It's focused on our other divisions, because our Department of Public Safety is not made of just the Alaska State Troopers. It's Alaska State Troopers, the Alaska Wildlife Troopers, our State Crime Lab, Council on Domestic Violence, Sexual Assault, Violent Crimes Confirmation Board, Statewide Services, our administrative services. So, you know, we got just under 1,000 employees, but there's a lot of other things that we do that's public safety mission that's not just the Alaska State Troopers. It's really easy to focus on them, but there's a big part of our department, and this budget captures all of it, including our VPSO program, funding for 10 additional VPSOs, almost $2 million in support money for like office space or housing for our VPSOs, and I think it also covers 17 trooper positions. We have more wildlife troopers. There's one deputy fire marshal for Bethel. We've never had a deputy fire marshal in Bethel.
In the podcast, Cockrell stated that reducing rates of domestic violence and sexual assault is a priority. In December, the governor launched several executive orders and put $7.3 million in his budget for this approach to combating domestic violence, sexual assault, human trafficking, homelessness, and the crimes that lead to missing and murdered Indigenous persons. In addition, Cockrell said he's bringing back retired trooper Ann Sears, an Alaska native, to head that effort, who worked for years in Western Alaska. The Kenai City Council passed a pair of ordinances for the Kenai Community Library. Council accepted and appropriated two grants from the Institute of Museum and Library Services for the purchase of an external hold locker for contactless library visits in the amount of $22,300, as well as $6,000 for the purchase of steam kit shelving, a Chromebook charging station, programming equipment, and additional library materials. Library Director Katya Wolf explained to the Kenai City Council the hold locker.
So when a patron places a hold, they can decide whether they want to pick it up in the library or in the hold locker. We get the information and we put the item or the items in the hold locker. They get immediately notified that something is in the hold locker for them, and we haven't quite decided yet, between 3 days and 7 days to pick up their items. They get to the library, they have a code, and there's even an app, so they can just push a button and the door opens up, they pick up their items, it's a 5-second deal, they close the door and they're done. So it's very, very convenient and very efficient.
These $6,000 will be divided up for the purchase of several items. $3,500 will be used for the purchase of steam kit shelving and programming equipment, and $2,500 will be used for the purchase of library materials. And Library Director Wolf said that the programming equipment includes a canopy tent and amplifiers.
Voice amplifiers are just little microphones that we can use outside, so we'd like to expand and in the summer have story times outside, but the more, you know, the more people, the better it is to have those amplifiers. And the tents are, you know, they're again for outdoor programming.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.